USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. does not have a policy of regime change towards Russia.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith. She was reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is again asking for weapons.
Ukraine can't shoot down Russian missiles with shotguns, machine guns, of which there are too many in the supplies. It's impossible to unblock Mariupol without a sufficient number of tanks, other armored vehicles, and especially without jets.
This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Personal data for about 820,000 current and former public school students in New York City was compromised in the hack of a popular online attendance system. Officials say this is the biggest breach of K-12 student data in U.S. history. The Education Department said the hack occurred in January, which prompted a week-long suspension of the widely used attendance and grading systems, Schedula, and PupilPath platforms. The hack affected current public students as well as past ones dating back to 2016. President Biden is expected to unveil a new 20% tax on the ultra-wealthy as part of his 2023 budget proposal. The billionaire minimum income tax would impact the 700 richest people in the U.S., establishing the tax on all households worth more than $100 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Evacuations are in effect near the city of Boulder, Colorado, due to a fast-moving wildfire. The fire is burning near the Table Mesa neighborhoods and the National Center for Atmospheric Research. It's up to about 120 acres. No injuries have been reported so far. Hawaii has lifted its pandemic travel restrictions, making it the first day in more than a year that domestic visitors can travel to the islands without showing a negative COVID-19 test or proof of vaccination or submitting to a quarantine period. The state's Hawaii Safe Travel Program expired at midnight on Friday. As of Saturday, anyone in the U.S. visiting Hawaii can do so as they did prior to the pandemic. State health authorities implemented Hawaii Safe Travel Protocols in October of 2020. The Razzie Awards are out. USA's Chris Russell reports.
LeBron James may not win another NBA title this year, but he did win a Razzie. The Lakers star was named Worst Actor for his role in the live-action animated feature Space Jam, A New Legacy. Space Jam, A New Legacy was also named Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel. However, this year's Big Razzie's champ was Netflix's Diana, the Musical. The filmed stage show earned a leading 5 Golden Raspberry statuettes, including Worst Picture and Worst Screenplay. The 42nd annual Razzie's Dishonor, the worst in film over the past year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.